So if you think about where the zoo, the botanical gardens, Tiff Farms has come in the last...
New York State's Zoos, Botanical Gardens, and Aquariums program provides funding to such institutions in five-year cycles. The current one began in 2016 and commits $15 million to institutions statewide. Facing a steep budget gap, the governor and legislative leaders are said to be pondering a cut of that funding, including more than $110,000 to the Buffalo Zoo, Buffalo and Erie County Botanical Gardens, and Tift Nature Preserve.
The story of Tift Nature Preserve, a reclaimed brownfield, so compellingly aligns with the importance and the impact of the kind of programming that ZBGA funding makes possible.
That's Marisa Wigglesworth, president of the Buffalo Society of Natural Sciences, which oversees TIFT and the Buffalo Museum of Science. She was one of three local cultural executives that say the loss in funds would hurt their ability to provide educational programming. David Swartz is president and CEO of the Botanical Gardens.
At our gardens last year, over 22,000 individuals participated in our educational programs. This ZBGA funding helps to fund our educational programs. It helps to fund our horticultural programs as well.
State Senator Kennedy added that these are just a handful among the many culturals that have proven to be important economic engines. He says for every $1 invested in these organizations, they are generating at least $10 that go back into the local economy. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.